It's one of the most popular sports in the United States, but the level of impact on the players who play American football is starting to become more and more clear. Research into the brains of former footballers shows many have evidence of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. Many donors to the Brain Bank in Boston or their families asked for studies due to problems their repeated concussions created for them later in life. A number of those who contributed to the study took their own lives. Dr. Anne McKee, a Boston University neuroscientist, is the lead author of the new research paper.
The only requirement for inclusion in the study was exposure to football. Now, a brain bank donation study is skewed. It has an ascertainment bias. But even considering that, the fact that we were able to accumulate 177 cases of CTE in a relatively short time frame speaks volume.
Many scientists believe the repeated blows to the head increase risks for developing CTE, leading to progressive loss of normal brain matter and abnormal buildup of a protein called tau. Combat veterans and athletes in rough contact sports are among those thought to be most at risk. Of the 111 brains of former NFL players, 110 showed signs of disease. Dr. Anne McKee says brain bank research may lead to answers as well as a better way to detect the problems while a person is alive so that treatment options could be possible.
We know that there are football players out there that are concerned that they have CTE. There are very likely many that have CTE, and we need to bring some hope and optimism to those players. And it's not going to be by arguing about whether or not this disease exists. It's going to be about coming together as a collective society and really addressing this issue.
Former NFL running back and national sportscaster Mike Adamley recently announced that he's suffering from dementia and says tests suggest he's likely suffering from the effects of CTE as well.
I think a lot of players looked at themselves as rock stars or you know, performers is a better word, you know, and then what you gave, you'd put all of your energy into yourself so because you, those people paid money and they were there to watch, you know, watch you play, and I think we all thought that we owed him something.
In the report, McKee and colleagues found the most severe cases of CTE in former NFL and other professional players. Milder forms of CTE were discovered in three former high school players diagnosed with the disease. The average age of death among all players studied was 66. Among the 177 diagnosed with CTE, 10% were suicides. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, first coined by a U.S. coroner, is microfissures in the interior of the brain, thought to be caused by continued blows to the head. Currently, there are no precise ways to test for CTE, meaning studies right now have to focus on a person's brain after they die, limiting doctors' abilities to research ways to try to limit or fix the problem in living patients. For CRI, I'm Ming Guan.